This is Paul Jenkins, and you're listening to the Reluctant Leader Podcast. Now, I believe two things are true. One, everyone leads someone. And two, no one really feels qualified to lead anyone. So maybe you feel overlooked, unqualified, invisible. But the good news is, in the Bible and in life, the most qualified aren't always the most obvious.
Hey, thanks for joining me for another episode of the Reluctant Leader Podcast. And in this episode, we're just going to take a few minutes and talk about how frustrating it is when you try to do a job with the wrong tool, but what an amazing difference it makes when you got the right tool for the right job. I'm so glad you're hanging out with me today. Let's jump into it. Now, of course, as you can tell, we are still in the process of renovating some of the rooms in our home. I mentioned in our last episode that we kind of flip-flop some of our rooms. So what was my study is now the dining room, and what was the big room where kind of like we hung out with kids, now that's my study, which means I'm in a room with brick walls and hard floors. And every time I do another episode, I'm trying different treatments on the wall, and I'm hanging a few more pictures and fabrics and just, you know, so thanks for being patient as I work through all of this. But I hit a snag about 3 weeks ago because I'm staring at a brick wall. I've got lots of things I want to hang on the wall, and I couldn't get the drill to go through the wall. Through the brick, I went to Lowe's. I bought every masonry bit I could think of to try to drill into the wall. I talked to friends. I had people that were like, please, Paul, I'll come do it for you if you'll just stop asking me questions, right? Like, it was really driving me crazy. It brought the whole job to a standstill because I couldn't hang things on the wall in this brick room. Well, over the weekend, you know, after I'd broken some drill bits, tried to screw in some masonry screws and just made bigger holes in mortar, all this kind of stuff. Over the weekend, I finally broke down and ordered this drill kit, this drill installation kit from Tapcon. I've been using those screws, but I finally got the kit that allows me to attach the Tapcon drill bit to the drill, use it. And this morning, I hung like three pictures already. I'm not anywhere near done, but like I was just watching this bit go into the brick, and then I'm screwing in these screws. I'm hanging these pictures, and the whole time I'm thinking, this is crazy how much easier and less frustrating this has been. What made the difference? It was nothing more than I finally had the right tool for the job, y'all. And so my frustration came from using the wrong equipment to try to accomplish something, and it wasn't working. Things were breaking. I was getting frustrated. I had almost given up hope of hanging anything on these walls. And all of that to say that sometimes I think in Christianity, we get frustrated because we definitely have a job to do. I'm not sure that we always use the right tool. Now, I've got to read you a couple verses just to kind of set this up, and then I'll explain to you how you are actually the right tool for the job. Yeah, I said it. You're a tool, right? But in a good way. So here's some verses just to kind of set this up. Matthew 28, verses 16 through 20 says that then the 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. So just, again, painting the picture, there's 11 disciples. Some are worshiping, some are doubting. Then Jesus came to them and said, he said this to all of them, all 11, even the ones that were doubting. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely, I am with you always to the very end of the age. There's a job for us to do, yes? We've been told to go and make disciples. Now, some of you might push back and say, well, that was what he said to the 11 disciples, and I wasn't there and you weren't there, so maybe we don't have to do that. So fast forward to Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Jesus, again, is speaking to those 11. He says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. So again, hear what's happening. He's told the 11, go and make disciples. Now he's told the 11, and go within the power of the Holy Spirit and be my witnesses. And we can still opt out and say, hey, but we're not part of the 11, right? Next chapter, Acts chapter 2, Peter preaches his first sermon. And at the end of that sermon, he says to everyone who's listening, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. Now, those three verses, I'm just sharing them with you to show you again that we have a job to do. God has sent us to do a job. And what's amazing is sometimes if you use the wrong tool, it makes the right job impossible. And so if we don't see ourselves as the right tool for the job, then every time you and I step into a situation where we're called on to give a witness for how great our God is, when we're called on to minister healing and life to somebody who is sick and dying, every time we're called to step into those situations, we're going to throw up our hands and say, it's impossible. We're going to feel like I felt when I was trying to drill into this brick. I remember being in India, and the pastor that I was with, who was from Delhi, he took me into a home where there was somebody who was sick, and he said that they had requested prayer from the Christians in India because all the Hindus had already prayed and nothing had happened. So we step into this room, and I'm like full of faith. I'm excited to watch a miracle. And as we stepped into the room, he turned to me and said, Pastor Paul, you pray. And I felt immediately so inadequate, like I don't have anything to give this woman. I didn't feel like I was the right tool for that job. But if we've been sent, if there's a job to do, what I want you to see is the wisdom of God is encouraging us to walk in the authority of knowing that we are the right tool for that job. Here's two more verses that I want you to hear. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 says, for we are God's handiwork. Why don't you just take a minute and just put your name there. For Paul is God's handiwork, right? Created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for Paul to do. We are God's handiwork. That literally means masterpiece. It means that he has, as a master craftsman, he has created us, prepared us as a tool for the job that he's already prepared for us to do. So back to my brick wall and TAPCON drill bits. And this is not an advertisement for TAPCON, but my goodness, do those things work. It's like I had a job that I had to do. I had to get these pictures hung. And in order to get that job done, I needed the right tool, a tool that was actually crafted to drill through the brick with screws that could then screw into that hole and fasten themselves to the brick. Not any screw would work, not any drill bit would work, only a specific bit and a specific screw type would work. And so that drill bit and that screw, they were made to get that job done. Listen, friends, you and I were made by God in Christ to do the very work he has called us to do. You were made to be a discipler. You were made for this. I was made for this. And not only did he make us, but then just like I'm hanging pictures on my wall, right? I'm hanging them. Well, the B99, Wendy helped me with this. She like kind of drew out like how it would look good on the wall. And so I am placing not only have I drilled holes and put screws in, but I'm placing artwork in specific places on this wall to complete the picture, right? Now listen to this from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 18. But in fact, God, that's the same God who created us in Christ Jesus to do good works. So this is the master craftsman. God's the master craftsman. He's the master builder. He has placed the parts in the body. It literally means to arrange, to hang, to do the very thing I'm doing right now. He has placed me and you in the body, every one of us, just as he wanted them to be. Not only did he make us the right tool for the job, but he has positioned us, arranged us as a body in order to get that job done. Which means maybe we aren't in it. Maybe you're not in a church where it's like, you know, like a college team that has five-star recruits and all the best players go to that one school. Maybe you're in a church where all the best people don't fit. It doesn't like they all go there. The most talented people don't all go to your church. But I'm telling you that God is arranging the body exactly as he wants it to be. And if you're in that church, if he has placed you and planted you in that body, and I'll tell you, there's a reason that you're there. There's a reason you're in that body. He has crafted you just as you are, the right person for the job. And he has placed you and positioned you with others who were also created and made for the job so that together you can get the job done. And don't miss that. Don't miss the beauty of that. Simple truth of the gospel, that he has created us and arranged us just as he wanted us to be. Why? Because he knew that that's what it would take to get the job done. You and I, we're just like those drill bits. We're just like those screws. We're the perfect tool for what God has called us to do. Now, let's just go in the power of the Holy Spirit and get the job done.
You've been listening to the Reluctant Leader Podcast. Thanks so much for being a part of this conversation. You can follow us at thereluctantleaderpodcast.com or wherever you download your podcast. Be sure that you subscribe and like us and leave us a rating and a comment. We'd love to hear from you and hear what God's showing you. And remember this, no matter how reluctant you feel, keep saying yes, and he'll do the rest.